Morning, Ireland. It's 14 minutes past 8. Last October, 31-year-old dentist Savita Halappanavar was admitted to Galway's University Hospital, miscarrying a 17-week pregnancy and in pain. Within days, she was dead. Her husband said that they had asked for the pregnancy to be terminated and were refused. Praveen Halappanavar believed a termination would have saved her life. A coroner's inquest found she died from sepsis. Yesterday, a health service review into her death found a lack of recognition of the gravity of the situation and the increasing risk to the life of the mother, leading to passive approaches and delays in aggressive treatment, that not all management options were offered, and an overemphasis on the need not to intervene until a fetal heartbeat had stopped. Lots of recommendations in the report to try and make sure that mistakes like these aren't repeated, and we'll be talking to the HSE's National Director of Quality and Patient Safety in a moment. But earlier we talked to Sheila O'Connor from the patient advocacy group Patient Focus.
I think the patient culturally has been an outsider within the healthcare system, and that this is a culture, it takes an incredibly long time to change. And I think that explains the variability around the country in the willingness of hospitals and professionals to engage with patients and their families when injury occurs. And, you know, so the change is variable and sporadic and very uneven, though it is definitely there. Like 10 years ago, none of this would have happened, Gavin. So I'm not saying that that this is dreadful or that there's no improvement or that there aren't good people with serious intent to improve things, but we have a very long way to go.
And that was Sheila O'Connor from Patient Focus speaking to earlier Philip Crowley from the HSE. Dr. Philip Crowley, the HSE's National Director of Quality and Patient Safety, is with us in our studio. Philip Crowley, thank you very much for coming in.
Good morning,
us.
Gavin.
How reassured can the women of Ireland be that the mistakes made in Galway University Hospital won't be repeated there or in hospitals across the country?
Well, I think it behoves me in starting the interview to unreservedly apologise again to the husband and family of Savita Halappanavar after their very, very tragic loss. This is an event that should not have happened. My job, as you say, I'm National Director for Quality and Patient Safety in the HSE, and in relation to incidents of this nature, my job is to ensure that we robustly investigate an incident of this gravity, that we extract learning from that investigation, that we create clear recommendations, and that we implement those recommendations. So I suppose in answer to your question, what I can reassure you of and your listeners of really is that we will implement these recommendations in full. We already have a team in place to do so under the leadership of Michael Turner, who's the National Director for the Clinical Care Programme in Obstetrics. A number of the recommendations had already been underway for some time, such as the maternity early warning score, which is now implemented in all 19 maternity units around the country. And I think that will help. But I think we need training around the management of sepsis. We need to improve our record keeping. We need to implement all the recommendations of this report, and we will.
Why did it take the death of a 31-year-old woman to remind doctors, nurses, hospitals that basics like taking the temperature and the pulse of a patient who might be an infective risk need to be done on a regular basis?
I think that's a fair question, and I think what the report demonstrates is that that is exactly what fell down in this case. What we have put in place, first of all, what Galway have done in relation to the interim recommendations that Professor Sir Aral Coomaran put to them last November, is they have implemented a number of recommendations already around reminding staff of the importance of the monitoring of patients in a very detailed way if any of those parameters are starting to go off. I think it's what Professor Aral Coomaran pointed out yesterday in the press conference, and he would be an expert in this field, is that what occurred in Galway is a rare occurrence, and clearly the staff did not recognise what was happening, and therefore the acuity and the regularity of checking the patient.
Just
was,
to be
was not
clear,
adequate.
In case there's not, there is confusion on this, when you say it was a rare occurrence, it's a rare occurrence for a pregnant woman to die of sepsis, but
yes,
it would be a very rare occurrence for a pregnant woman with an infection of any sort to be allowed to proceed to sepsis because nothing was done to stop it.
But I think the problem was, as the report highlights, is that they didn't realise what they were dealing with. It was not clear to them that this woman was moving into sepsis. Sepsis, as you rightly point out, is an extremely serious condition. Septic shock is an even more serious condition.
But in theory, any infection could result in sepsis if intervention is not done.
Yes, that's true. Some infections will be far more likely to result in sepsis than others.
So what lessons have been, again, I mean, this isn't just pertaining to people who are pregnant. I mean, any patient with any infective risk, anybody who walked into a hospital with an open wound, or in this case, membranes ruptured, would expect a certain standard of care. It didn't seem to exist in this case.
It did not happen in this case, no. And I think overall, the issue of sepsis is becoming far more important and critical, because we have a situation where, with maybe an overuse of antibiotics, we have more resistant organisms. We have people in hospital now who are sicker than previously. And I think we have a situation where sepsis is becoming more common. So I think as a health service, we need to redouble our efforts to train people in the recognition and very aggressive management of sepsis. And that is what we are going to do.
You're I'll just get your title again, National Director of Quality and Patient Safety. The patient safety bit I just want to focus on for a minute.
Sure.
Have you further questions that you want answered as a result of the death of Savita Halappanavar, particularly in relation to staffing levels at the hospital during the week in which this happened?
Yeah, this came up at the press conference yesterday, and I think it's fair to say the answers were not available to the press conference yesterday.
Why not?
Because the clinical director couldn't say with absolute certainty what the situation was. I have since checked with the hospital, and I can tell you for sure that no consultant obstetrician was on leave at that time. The hospital have assessed the staffing levels on the wards that Savita was cared for, and they were normal levels of staffing, adequate levels of staffing.
Safe levels of staffing?
I think safe levels of staffing, that was their analysis,
is
yes.
Is that something that HICWA will investigate, or are you content to leave it at that?
Well, I think that the hospital have assessed that, and they have reassured me of that. I'll be very open to HICWA's analysis of that.
Just one final question. Some of the concerns raised by the chairman of this report in the news conference and in subsequent interviews yesterday, that the proposed changes to the law regarding abortion may have still made a situation like this very difficult, particularly when to intervene and the threshold of a real and substantive risk to the life of the mother. Again, you're in charge of patient safety at the HSE. Would you share his concerns?
Yes, I think it's a complex situation. I wouldn't comment on legislation, but I can say that what's critical, and I think what the chair highlighted as being critical yesterday, is that we had very clear clinical guidance. No matter what law is passed by the Oireachtas, we will need clear clinical guidance as to how to apply that law intelligently and safely and carefully in the care of a whole myriad of different clinical situations, and that guidance will be developed in Ireland.
Philip Crowley, National Director of Quality and Patient Safety at the HSE, thank you very much for coming into us this morning. It's 22 minutes past 8.